Bringing us to the moment that I have been looking forward to anxiously because, well, you know, every Thursday we have an opportunity to get together around a decent bottle of wine courtesy of Tops at Lifestyle. It's called the Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And today, Eamon Dowling is back from his international travels. Having scoured the planet for the best wines in the world, he's back. And Valencia is with him to make sure that everything keeps going right. And we've got a fabulous wine that we're going to be finding out about on the Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week right now. Welcome to you both, folks.
Thanks, Dave. Always good to be here, and it's good to be back.
Right, today we've got a wine that I can't pronounce. It's not often that I get stuck with. I called it Thelema. You said no. No, it's not Thelema.
No, not Thelema. Thelema.
So Thelema. It's a hard T. It's a T, although it's spelled TH. You see, English is a funny language, huh?
I'm telling you, the H's in some words are totally different.
Very, very peculiar. But nonetheless, it is what it is. It's a Thelema.
Thelema.
Thelema. Mountain Red. 2021. Now, Mountain Red is a descriptive narrative that I have no clue what to expect now.
Well, Dave, the farm is owned by Barbara and Giles Webb, so they've been there for quite a long time. Going back to the 90s, even before the 90s, they've been there. And Barbara and Giles doing a great job with the wines. The son is also there now as well, so he's also helping on the farm and producing some excellent wines. They also bought a farm next door. Used to be an old apple orchard, I believe, and took out a lot of the fruit trees and planted vines there. They go under the other farm name of Sutherland Wines, okay, which we keep as well. So it's, you got premium, high-end wines coming out from Thelema, and you got entry-level and high-end as well from Sutherland, but mostly they're entry-level, everyday drinking.
Is this one of those?
This is a blend of
It's Shiraz, Peri Vedou, and Grenache.
And Grenache.
But the Shiraz is more of, which is 43% Shiraz, and Peri Vedou it's about 32, and the Grenache is 25. So we got Shiraz.
So it's not a Shiraz.
It's a blended.
It's a nice blend.
It's a nice blend. Hence the descriptive narrative there for Mountain Red.
Mountain Red, high on the mountain.
And, but getting back to my question, is this a quaffable plonk, or is it a wine for the connoisseur?
No, Dave, this is for everybody.
This quaffable plonk.
Quaffable, easy drinking red, especially with those.
I know
those.
You won't use the word plonk. I can see you're refusing to go down that road.
I'd never use that word.
As my old friend Derek Taylor would say, it's a delightful, quaffable, it's a no-nonsense, unpretentious, delightful bottle of wine.
Be an everyday drinking. I tasted it last year, so it should be interesting to see how well it's developed another year along the line now with 2021. But you got the Shiraz in there, which normally you get that little bit of white pepper nose and that berry fruits coming through in it, and then you get the Petit Verdot and the Grenache now just softening the Shiraz down, so it gives it that more fruit, more softer, okay, more easier drinking, and slightly chilled as well. It'd be nice, I reckon it's a nice day, hot day, easy drinking red wine, just chill it, keep it chilled, and pour glass after glass and just have it like that. That'll be perfect.
And I notice it's unpretentious. They say pairing is fantastic with pizza.
Yes, there you go.
No.
So,
you can't go wrong.
My kind of drink.
That's it. It's an everyday. Well, it's your everyday go-to. An everyday go-to red.
Yeah, well, as they say, the real proof is always, of course, in the glass. And so we're having the opportunity. Thank you, Valencia. She has decanted into our tasting glasses. What looks, I love the color. It's beautifully sanguine.
Like a nice
sanguine, is, you know.
Yeah, nice garnet
blood
color.
Blood red. Okay, well.
So you get the
You say there's no oak involved here, but I finally got a bit of a.
There is a bit of oak.
It's
gone stainless steel.
There is.
And then into 18 months. New French oak. They've just got that little bit of structure there as well. Into it. All hand-picked.
Oh, you know,
all hand-picked
I've got
grapes.
To tell you something. I must confess to being more of a red wine fan than a white. Although the whites that you've been bringing through have been exceptional. I love a red. I don't know what it is, but just for me, it feels more satisfying. And this is an unusually... Well, it's got a crispness to it, which you don't often find with a red wine.
It's got a nice long finish on the back of your palate, Dave. And that fruit, fruit is very predominant in it. And on the nose, you get that little bit of... Slightly little bit of oak and a slight little bit of spice there as well.
There is a tingle on the tongue. A little tingle. Hey, you got it as well.
We maybe probably just... We chilled it, but maybe we should have chilled it a little bit more. But I think it's okay
It comes across for exactly what it is. It's an easy drinking, everyday, enjoyable red... That's not going to disappoint, and I actually agree with the fruit. The tasting notes here would be really good with a pizza now. I mean, I could see that. Just
something to start off the braai with, David. While the coals are burning, you'll easily finish a bottle. Easily finish a bottle by the time you put the meat on the fire.
Oh yeah. Telema Mountain Red 2021. From Stellenbosch, South Africa. And a lovely... What sort of price point are we talking?
Dave, it's not so bad.
For 149.99.
Okay. So it's not a cheap and cheerful.
It's not cheap and cheerful, but it's affordable. And at 149, for the wine that it is and the blend that's in there, there's a lot of care gone into making this wine and the blend that's in there. I think it's worth every cent. Okay. I think it's worth every cent.
I agree with you. It's a very, very easy to drink, pleasant experience. You know, I'm going to drive the wine connoisseurs absolutely dilly, but I also enjoy the occasional dish prepared with good red wine. And I think that this, although, you know, one says you don't put good wine in cooking,
you do.
If you use good wine, the dish is so much more
it elevates,
exciting.
It elevates
and
your
this
dish.
Would be super in an oxtail or,
to make a nice, what do they call, the chefs who use that terminology, a nice jus.
A jus. A jus. Here we go. So the French cooking. Oh, so different. Now, listen, the opportunity comes around regularly at Tops at Lifestyle to get more than you bargained for in the form of a competition. And there's a great competition running at the moment. If you happen to be a golfer, it's a fantastic opportunity. Why don't you give us the good news, Eamon?
Yeah, Dave, we're giving away a Titleist golf bag. It's on a set of wheels, valued at 10,000 Rand. All you have to do is simple mechanics for the competition. Buy a bottle of Glenmorangie, 12-year-old. It's also in a gift set as well, so you get two glasses with it, or you can buy the single bottle. Write your name and phone number on the back of the till slip and place it in the entry box behind the tills. Competition ends on the 30th of November, so it's open from now right the way through.
So how about this as an idea? You can buy it for yourself, the Glenmorangie, or what a wonderful Christmas gift.
Yes.
Hey? With the glasses and the whole pack. Now, your Christmas gifting is sorted. But as an extra little incentive, you could win a 10,000 Rand Titleist golf bag just for doing the sensible thing. Beating the Christmas rush, doing your Christmas shopping, buying a decent present for someone that you care for, or yourself. I mean, why not? If love starts here, you know, got to love yourselves. This is very important. Psychologists will tell you. and there it is. You're in it to win it just like that. You know, and the top tip I often say, you know, with these kind of competitions, is if you're really clever, you know, if you're going to buy a couple of bottles, buy them one at a time.
Buy one at a time and put the slips
put
in.
Yeah.
The more entries, the more chances.
The more you enter, the better chance you have of winning it.
Absolutely right. So there we have it. A wonderful opportunity at Tops and Lifestyle to win that magnificent Titleist golf bag by getting excited with Glenmorangie. And of course, if you're a wine aficionado, today's wine of the week, the Telema Mountain Red, that very special drink, available for you. I'm sure you're going to be tasting it this week.
Yes, we are. Going to be tasting on Friday from 2 to 4, same Saturday from 12 to 2.
Bring your own pizza.
Yes.
Bring two.
And that's where we ended for today. Wine of the Week brought to you proudly by Tops at Lifestyle, Eamon and Valencia. Thank you so much for popping by.
Thanks, Dave.
Wonderful wine. We'll see you again in a week's time.